It's exactly 11 o'clock on Friday the 14th of August 2026, and time now for our Topsad Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Dowling and special guest Nora Sperling. How about that? Is it accurate?
Brilliant.
There we go. And we're looking today at a Delheim Pinotage Rosé 2026 varietal. It's a 50-year celebration in a bottle, celebrating 50 years of its pioneering Pinotage Rosé. Woo! Big deal.
Big deal. This
so, thing, yeah. So it is an occasion to celebrate, and how lovely. Rosé, hey, look, it's not everyone's cup of tea, and it's become a lot more popular of late. Yes. Back in the day, it was considered to be a bit of a, you know.
Ladies' wine.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. But
and with Women's Month this month, we can do both.
Isn't that just super, but, hey?
Yeah.
Definitely.
So let's take a look at the Delheim Pinotage Rosé. Nora, what can you tell us about it?
Thanks for having me. It's great being up here and sharing my passion of wine.
Although the weather hasn't been exactly...
It's been brilliant. It's Cape Town weather.
You see.
You can wear a jacket.
Well, I'm glad that it hasn't been too cold for you, because most of us have been feeling a little... under the weather, pardon the pun. But yes, welcome to the North Coast.
Back to the wine. I have the privilege of growing up on the farm, so I've lived and been... part of the journey of Delheim my whole life. So the rosé is one of those wines where I, when I was 8 years old, my father had to reinvent Pinotage, because the Pinotage production in South Africa, red wine, was in overproduction. And they came up with the idea to make a rosé out of Pinotage, which back then was the first. I claim a world first, because Pinotage is our South African grape. And it literally had a lot of Muscat in it to make it sweet, because ladies liked sweet rosé. 1976, we're going back 50 years. And it was one of our most successful, it's still one of our most successful brands. And over the years, since the 90s, when we started exporting the rosé, I had to very quickly realize that people weren't drinking sweet rosé, and everybody was like, can you change the sugar levels, please, because it's just too sweet, and only women were drinking it back then, and the men were like looking at me like, we don't drink rosé, and I was like, we can change that. So we've gone the full circle. We've changed the Muscat from being 25% down to 5%. It's become a dry rosé. And if people tell me they don't like rosé, I said, try this one. Close your eyes and try this rosé. It's for the non-rosé drinkers as well as the rosé drinkers. So I'm very proud to say 50 years, part of our family history. And I love drinking this with my family as well as selling it. But years ago, it would sort of just be in the sales department and not in my fridge.
Right.
So, yeah.
Would you say this almost bridges the gap between the red and the white varietals as far as taste and flavor goes? In other words, if you're a red wine drinker exclusively, would one experiment and try
I'd hope
the
so.
Rosé?
I'd, yes.
And what would that give you?
I think it'll open your mind to trying new things. I always say, you know, this wine goes really well with sushi. We all try different foods, so why not try a different wine? And specifically this rosé with a little bit of the Muscat, so it's got a little bit of sweetness on the nose, but it's dry on the palate. You know, it's dry, but you can drink it. And it's awesome with food, but it's also nice just to enjoy. And this year I made a special label, which is the 50-year celebration label. So those ladies or gentlemen who are celebrating 50 years this year, it's quite a fun way to celebrate 50 years.
Well, it sounds like from a lifestyle perspective, this is the kind of wine that goes well with life the Belito way, as we often coin the phrase, for the good life that we enjoy in this part of the world. And it's celebratory,
yes,
you know, wine and food that is synonymous with the good life is often subject to what we discuss here. And we've been rather seriously looking at all sorts of nuances of the this and that and the next thing. But when it comes to rosé, it's always been a little bit of a curiosity, but by no means an inferior curiosity. Yeah. It's something that I think crosses over a number of different barricades to enjoyment. And I think it's clearly become a lot more ubiquitous and a lot more acceptable. Well, they say that it's all in the taste.
It is, Dave. Yes, so definitely.
I see it's chilled to a lovely...
Chilled right down.
A lovely temperature. And what we're looking at here
is... It's a little bit colder than your sea temperature. I must say, I did a swim 2 days ago, and everybody was horrified that I would go into the sea because it's so cold. But coming from the Cape... everything's warmer than the Cape.
It was acceptable.
So this wine, a little chilled with your beautiful sea sunset, the perfect accompaniment, yeah.
Now, what we're looking at, folks, is a 12.5% alcohol. It's got a residual sugar content of 3.4, total acidity 5.8, and a pH of 3.4. If that means anything to you, good for you. But the Delheim Rosé is a dry style that reveals the elegant side of Pinotage, as discussed by my very special guest, Nora. And a slight blush, onion skin color. Well, there it is. We often talk about the color, Eamon, and,
yes,
and I would never have called it a blush onion, skin. Because,
yes.
But it is. It's gorgeous.
It is when you look at it. Is.
Yeah.
So maybe I can give you a little bit just context on Pinotage. The color of the grape is a beautiful color. So we pick the grapes very early. They're a little bit green still, but that makes for a really nice lower alcohol, 12.5. So that's one of my beautiful parts of the rosé isn't 13.5 alcohol. It's a 12.5 alcohol. So it's naturally lower in alcohol. And then we add the muscat, the 5%, to pick up again on the greenness. So you smell the muscat in the nose, but then the palate is dry. So that's
very well balanced. Yeah.
Well, we talk about in the tasting notes a bracing aroma of blossom and citrus, followed by the taste of berries. There it is. Minerality, another of our favorites, and the bracing maritime energy that's made Delheim Pinotage Rosé an institution. Well, here it is, another excellent choice for the wine of the week from Tops at Lifestyle. And it is exceptional. With 50 vintages on the scoreboard, the wine has also made history as one of the Cape's revered and authentic family wine estates. What does it retail for at Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon?
It's around $129.
Bargain.
$29 a bottle.
It's an absolute gift and a joy.
And a joy for what it is. For what's in the bottle, yeah. And 50 years in the making. And very, very well-known farm, Delheim.
Well, very, very Nora, well-known. Congratulations on a really super addition to the cellar. And may this be to the next 50 years.
I hope so. Because
we probably won't be around to celebrate, but we're looking forward
to celebrating 100 years of the farm, which will be in about 15 years. So we're working hard for the next generation
well,
to
sure
take over.
Well, I'm sure that you might be there, but I doubt very much whether I will. but what a wonderful start to our wine of the week today. And thank you for bringing it through. You'll find it, folks, on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle today and tomorrow, if my information is correct. There's a tasting today from 2 o'clock.
From 2 o'clock to 4 today, Dave, and tomorrow Saturday, 12 to 2.
And the team will be only too delighted to take you through the nuances of this magnificent Delheim Pinotage Rosé 2026. It's the 50-year anniversary edition, and it's absolutely what I would consider to be charm in a glass. So, to you, to Delheim,
thank you.
To Tops at Lifestyle,
and to
the good
weekend.
Life.
Thank you.
To the good life.
L'chaim, as they say in the old country. And you know what? It's not over, folks, because today we have a special treat. We're going to be tasting two wines, so we'll take a little musical interlude, and then we'll be back on the flip side with yet another delectable, hopefully, selection from Eamon and his team at Tops at Lifestyle.